Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. To begin, are you registered to vote?
Say that again.
Yes, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And in which of the following states are you registered to vote? In Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Michigan.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1962.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I probably will.
Thank you very much. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
This economy.
And what about this economy?
Everything is gone sky high.
Thank you very much. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped that one.
Thank you very much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Robert F. Kennedy.
Thank you very much. And now some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. To begin, the first one on the list is Joe Biden.
No, definitely 0.
Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I don't know.
If you had to choose right now?
I couldn't, because I would have to go with Robert F. Kennedy, and that's not either one, I don't think.
Okay, but if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
And do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you very much. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I'll say that again.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
And the last one for this section is President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
And the last one for this section is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If President Biden enacted this program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or another?
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Most likely.
And is that much more or?
More.
Somewhat. Much more. Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
And the last one for this section is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions and most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Hearing this, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
I agree, he does.
So does that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, or a little concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. The next one is, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Now say that again.
Yes, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
And the last one for this section is, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
Thank you very much. And now changing a bit the topic, I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Or Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. So which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration, former President Trump's or President Biden's?
President Biden.
And does that come much more closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Much closer. Thank you. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again for the final time about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
It's hard to say. I don't know. I might have to go with independent Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. And as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get news and information from? YouTube, yes or no?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
Spanish language radio programs?
No.
OAN or Newsmax?
No.
MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
Other major channel, yeah, that one.
Thank you. The next one is WhatsApp?
No.
Fox News channel or website?
No.
Univision or Telemundo?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Thank you very much. Finally, I would like to ask a few questions just for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
On my dad's side, Canada.
Okay.
I'm on the side here in the United States.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, were you born in the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
No.
Mainland? Or
here in the United States.
Okay. Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
My dad was born in Canada.
Okay, thank you very much. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Always English.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And thinking in political terms, would you say you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I don't know. I really don't know on that one. I can't.
That's fine. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Twelfth grade and then some college.
Okay, thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Anne.
Thank you very much. And Anne, thank you for your time as well. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, and have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.